day, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Well, with this long, dark winter underway, we often need a wee bit of a boost. And growing plants indoors can be great for your mental health and for your emotional well-being. How having plants in your home can help make it easier to breathe, reduce your risk for respiratory ailments, and reduce instances of headaches. That's what they say anyway. Those placed in your bedroom can also improve your sleep quality. Now, it seems to have been proven that seeing greenery in nature helps us feel more relaxed and calm, and having plants around your home or workplace can boost your mood even during the darkest days of winter. And herbs like chamomile and lavender have been shown to help reduce anxiety. The beauty of plants and the act of caring for them boosts your body's feel-good chemicals. You also feel less tired and drowsy as plants remove carbon dioxide from the air during the day via photosynthesis. And they do thrive on a bit higher humidity, which we probably all need. So around 50 is good for the winter in your house. Lower than that, you'll start to get sore throat, stuffy nose, and things like that. Now, plants release water vapor into the air, which does raise the indoor humidity levels. And it helps prevent dry skin while improving your body's ability to manage disease. And some plant species, such as spider plant and peace lilies, even help purify the air by removing carbon dioxide and toxins like formaldehyde and volatile organic compounds, and even lower the ozone layers. Most VOCs, volatile organic compound levels found indoors in air in Canadian homes, doesn't usually cause a problem for us. However, they might contribute to our feelings of fatigue, nausea, dizziness, headaches, breathing problems, irritation of the eyes, nose, and throat in seniors and in people with existing health problems. These volatile organic compounds can get into our indoor air from all sorts of sources, including cooking, especially frying, cigarette smoke, candles and incense, composite wood products, building materials such as paint, glues, and varnish, household products such as air fresheners and cleaning products. I always wonder about those advertisements that show them spraying the air freshener around the house. That must be very hard on your body, lungs, eyes, and such. Different cleaning products, vehicle exhaust, and also particulate matter from fireplaces, wood stoves, gas stoves, and furnaces. Now, growing houseplants can be a fulfilling and a meditative way to bring a little bit of nature indoors. Many of the best plants for your health are quite easy to care for, even if you don't have a green thumb. However, you'll want to be mindful of some challenges to having plants indoors. Choose plants that are not toxic to children or pets, and that won't aggravate health conditions, and it will match your daily schedule and routine. You certainly don't want anything that you might be allergic to. Most plants like it warm, or others are okay with being a bit cooler. And a few plants are fine in low light, but of course many prefer lots of sun. And knowing which plants prefer which conditions is crucial to maintaining their health, and your health too. Overwatering potted plants is one of the fastest ways to kill a houseplant, and it contains ideal conditions for mold growth and fungus. Dampness, mold, fungi can also trigger asthma and allergies, so use well-draining potting material to help prevent overwatering. And really, use the finger test. Greenery can brighten up your space and maintain that natural look and feel that you may want in your home or workspace. When we talk about treating the whole person, we mean looking after the body, the emotions, and the spirit. And plants can touch each of these essential areas. Plants can improve air quality, bringing beauty into your home, and boost emotional and spiritual well-being by giving you a chance to care for something. Plants in your bedroom can also help your sleep quality. There's a few top choices. Spider plants are extremely easy to grow and don't require constant attention, and they thrive with very little investment. The plants have narrow leaves and get their name from the small plantlets produced on long trailing stems that vaguely resemble spiders. Spider plants are known to help purify the air, and in studies from NASA, they examined the leaves, soils, roots, and microorganisms of several houseplants and found that plants can act as natural air filters to reduce pollutants. One study indicated that spider plants remove 95% of toxic formaldehyde from the air in a sealed container over a 24-hour period. Another one, the name Peace Lily, definitely evokes a sense of calm. These sturdy plants also flower and are aesthetically pleasing and may benefit your health over time. A 2022 study published in Applied Sciences magazine suggests that peace lilies have air cleaning properties and help remove carbon dioxide and again the volatile organic compounds from the air. Peace lilies can live for years and continually produce broad white flowers that resemble a little white peace flag. They're very easy to take care of and don't need much light, so they're perfect for shady spots. One of my favorite is the rubber plant, or rubber tree, the Ficus elastica, and they make for great indoor houseplants. Generally very easy to take care of and only need to be watered every week or so. And research shows that rubber plants feature air purifying properties. Now snake plants, long known as mother-in-law's tongues, the snake plant features tall leaves that grow vertically. They're very decorative and extremely low maintenance. The plants only need to be watered when the soil is dry. They grow in any kind of light and generally thrive on neglect. The snake plant was also included in that same sweeping NASA study of indoor plants. And again, it's shown to remove toxins from the air over time. Now, ferns were also studied in that 2022 study, and they showed Boston ferns performed best when it came to air cleaning. These plants grow easily and look the best indoors in hanging baskets or in plant stands, which allow their long fronds to drape. They need medium bright light and consistently moist soil, and they will require a bit more of your time because they need to be watered often. If you don't, you're going to have leaves all over your floor. The pothos, when you picture houseplant, the pothos is likely to come to mind. It's also known as devil's ivy or golden pothos, and the plants feature vibrant heart-shaped leaves that might be green or marbled green and yellow. They're easy to grow, needing only indirect sunlight and infrequent watering. Research shows that if these can lower indoor ozone levels, makes it easier to breathe, and help reduce your risk of respiratory ailments. Indoor plants can really help to shorten an otherwise long, cold Canadian winter. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great Muskoka day. Bye-bye.